Hi, Jim and them. I hear that your podcast is absolutely incredible. It's a showstopper every time.
Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Jim and them are pop culture, bro. I know that.
Well, fuck, let's get it, then.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy wire?
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world.
Catch our papers, you bitches.
This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Yo, Jim, Mike, and Jeff, it's Sean Astin.
I just suck at everything.
How you doing?
I do.
I got a message from Man wanting me to wish you congratulations for 18 years of podcasting. Apparently, he doesn't realize that podcasting hasn't been going on that long. And if it has, you got in on the ground, the basement floor. You were part of the foundation of this medium. And look at you killing it after all these years. The fairest podcast in the game, with the greatest goons all over the world. Truly, Cocoa Buns on the road to 2020, epic. Boopak smiles on you every single day. From him. Of course.
Obama. Let me get a Sunset Boulevard for the people.
Never say die.
Nothing less.
Jim, let me know how much has been donated in the last 2 hours, please.
What it do, ladies and gentlemen?
Oh my God! I have all this energy now.
Friend of the show.
You heard in the intro. I'm gonna have to play it again. I mean, no. I love the memberships and the TTS, but you did stomp all over our boy, our friend. Friend of the show, Sean Astin himself.
Hearing those words come out of his mouth.
Dude.
He nailed it. He didn't question it. He said a bunch of nonsense and he just went with it.
Real professional.
Well, what my favorite parts, I mean, we're going to have to get into it, but one of my favorite parts is when he says,
from hell?
Bupak, and he's like, Bupak from heaven. He's like, Bupak shines down on you from heaven. He's like, obviously. Like, he threw that part in.
Of course.
Yes, welcome everybody. This is Jim and Them. This is episode 864. If you're just listening on the podcast, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
Because we're in the midst of a goddamn streamathon.
Which if you're listening on like the podcast, we might still be live. So come to the stream because we're probably here.
Yeah. Because, we're 2 hours into a streamathon, ladies and germs. And, I mean, the hits just keep on hitting. Shout outs to the motherfucking real ones in the motherfucking chat. What do we got?
Like
we got Pork and Beans. We got Jew Kane. We got Adam B. We got amazing Mario Brothers.
both of them? They're both here?
We got Stax in the Twiz chat. We got...
Twiz in the Stax chat.
The can of yams in the Twiz chat.
Yamira?
I believe so, yes. Yes, you are subscribed. You're listening on the Jim and Them podcast. You're subscribed to the Jim and Them YouTube. You're hanging out for the streamathon. We're going crazy here, giving our time, staying up, sacrificing our health for the love of the game.
Yeah, we're all going to die.
And your donations. let me see real quick. Johnny Cueto, Sunset Boulevard. Thank you for the donation. Chris Jr. Yeah, let me get a Sunset Boulevard for the people. Absolutely. E-Rock, let me know how much has been donated in the last 2 hours. I'll have to take a look. But let me shout out from as we've been going real quick. I'd mentioned E-Rock when we had just started. Elizabeth came through again. Max came through again.
Oh, my God.
Mary Walker, Clay Wald, David Huckabee once again. Much love, brother. Dovi La Rosa, Robert Bryant, Rispo again, David Thomas, KIT, Joe Selton, Katie Call, David Huckabee, and Shelby.
Oh my God.
Let me see.
Cavalcade.
But hold on. Let's back this up a bit. Let's back this up and check in with our good friend, Mikey from the Goonies, Sean Astin, and what he had to say to your boys here. Let's see.
So this guy did movies before Stranger Things, right? That's what I've heard.
Is that his thing?
He did movies? Sorry, I should have amped longer. That's my bad.
Yo, Jim, Mike, and Jeff, it's Sean Astin here. How you doing? I got a message from man wanting me to wish you congratulations for 8
hard edit right after that.
Yeah, that's N man for it. Well, he threw
man.
I did that though because he just had a thing. He just said like that's what I'm going to call him. Actually, I mean I could play his
good. No, he should.
I should play his unedited. Hold on.
No, I want the edited.
You want the what?
I want the edited.
All right, yeah, we'll just have the edit. I just trimmed a few things here and there.
We'll show the unedited version later if you stick around for another 10
that's
hours.
That's true.
Wanting me to wish you congratulations for 18 years of podcasting. Apparently, he doesn't realize that podcasting hasn't been going on that long. And if it has, you got in on the ground, the basement floor. You were part of the foundation of this medium. And look at you killing it after all these years. The fairest podcast in the game with the greatest goons all over the world. Truly, Cocoa Buns on the road to 2020, epic. Boopak smiles on you every single day. From heaven. Of course.
That's my favorite part.
Yeah. Dude, he really putting people to shame. Because we've seen a lot of, like, sometimes we'll just, like, go on Cameo and just, like, clown on some of these, like, lazy-ass cameos. This guy's out here he's singing for a supper.
Never say die.
Now, I feel like he didn't understand that was a Goonies reference at the end. He said it weird. I don't know. To me, it came off weird the way he did it.
Yeah, he didn't say like the movie.
Huh. Yeah.
He just said, don't say die.
Yeah, never say die.
I don't know.
I'll never die.
But yeah, shout outs to Sean Astin, who decided to do a Mother's Day sale. He usually has a $300 cameo. He had it for $100, so...
It's fucking awesome.
Let's just say my alter ego, N-Man, was like, I gotta hop on that deal.
N-Man's always hooking us up.
My name's N-Man, and my mom, Jim and them, needs...
man.
I didn't have enough characters to throw in the Jim and them as pop culture, bro. Because I wanted to get everything else in... I don't think he would have known Jim and them, but there was a small chance that he maybe would have. That's why I left that out as well.
Well, it's funny that it's just like a shotgun blast of things from the show that he's just like saying with no period and no comma, just saying the stuff. And it's just like, ah, woo!
Yeah, one more time. He does get a little Corey, kind of, when he's like, it's almost something Corey would say, like, congratulations on 18 years, but I mean... podcasting hasn't been around for 18
years. No. If Corey was a compliment, because Corey always says something and then takes
a
dig.
No, I'm saying he saves it. But I'm just saying he almost goes down the path, because that's almost getting into a dig where he's like, what the fuck is N-Man talking about? There's no way you've been doing a podcast for 18 years. But then he like remembers and kind of saves it. He's like, well, actually, I mean, you guys been on the ground floor.
It's the ultimate compliment.
Yo, Jim, Mike, and Jeff, it's Sean Astin here. How you doing? I got a message from man wanting me to wish you congratulations for 18 years of podcasting.
Man.
Apparently, he doesn't realize that podcasting hasn't been going on that long. And if it has, you got in on the ground, the basement floor. You were part of the foundation of this medium. And look at you killing it after all these years.
I love that, too. He kind of does the... it's almost like he steps back and be like, man, you guys are great.
He goes all Rizzler for a second.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, look at you guys killing it. It's almost like he's checking us out. Like, man, you guys are awesome.
Because it feels real. It feels organic. It doesn't feel like he's reading off a script, even though he's saying the most read off a script shit.
No married, huh?
Of this medium. And look at you killing it after all these years. The fairest
podcast in the game with the greatest goons all over the world. Truly, Cocoa Buns on the road to 2020. Epic.
You would almost think that someone would be like, hey, don't say whatever that is, because who knows what that means.
That's AI, or it's like, now you're a racist.
Yeah, exactly. That could be a secret. I heard about these things where they try to get you to say racist stuff.
Yeah, we just dog whistle Corey Feldman.
They're trying to break into your bank account by making you say stuff that they can then stitch together into like your voice saying things.
Truly, Cocoa Buns on the road to 2020. Epic. Boopak smiles on you every single day.
Did it so good. The perfect amount of pause between each.
Yeah.
Boopak smiles upon you every single day. Hmm. Yeah.
From heaven.
From heaven. It's like, of praise Allah.
Yeah, praise Allah.
Boopak smiles on you every single day. From heaven. Of course.
And then he waits around a second. Like, oh, yeah,
he's letting it sink in. He's letting Boopak shine down on us.
That's true.
He's giving it a moment. That's, you know what, fair. They say, Jim? One of the worst things you can do in wrestling is rush through it.
Yeah.
You got to give it time to breathe.
Let it fucking sit. Let it breathe. That was like I think it was Mick Foley, maybe. He had a story of doing like commentary during Raw. And he said, like, whenever you're doing commentary, you got Vince McMahon yelling in your ear. And he had told him, like, let something sit. And then, like, he kind of only gave it, like, a second. And then he starts talking again. And McMahon was like, shut the fuck up! Let it fucking sit! Shut the fuck up! It was someone like that. It might have been Mick Foley. I forget.
It's got to be.
Of course. Never say die.
All right, maybe on rewatching it, I guess he does try to give it weight. Maybe he's trying to give it weight.
I love it,
but I feel like he still doesn't get the reference. No. I don't think he understands. It's a Goonies thing.
Do you think the Sean Astin doesn't get the reference of saying never say die?
I do, actually.
What if at the end he was like, November 10th, 2025, you'll die? And then he goes out,
he's like, what? I would love that.
Yeah, he's got to be convinced.
I would love if his whole cameo was giving out death dates to people.
Cryptic death dates.
Yeah.
He's got to wonder what he was saying in the middle. Like, it's like one of those things where it's like, the FBI is warning people, don't say these 10 words, they're the perfect 10 words to help you steal someone's identity. If they make you say these 10 words, and he's like, yeah, Boopak, goons, Ferris in the game.
Let me see.
So that's so great. That's such a great way to start.
Yeah, shout outs to Sean Astin. Yeah, what a hero.
Friend of the show, what Sean a great Astin. Guy. But you got to put on the soundboard.
I just suck at everything I do.
Man.
Yeah. Let me see. Let's catch up here.
Obama.
Oh, it was a silent one.
Good. Oh, by the way, moratorium. I'm okay with TTS.
Obama. Mm.
Like to see Sean bulk up for his Jim Anthem cameo.
Hey, looking yoked, Sean.
Yeah, he just got done with a good pump. He's like, all right, let me lay this down. But yeah, thank you, Ghost Palms. Thank you, Sanford. Welcome to the Wolf Pack, the Pizza King. You don't love the Pizza King now?
Now your identity is being stolen.
Welcome to the Fold Pizza King.
Welcome to the Wolf Pack Pizza King. Is that welcome to the Wolfpack, comma, Pizza King, or welcome to the Wolfpack Pizza King?
Comma. It's comma Pizza King.
Okay, both good.
I bet there was a few people in high school that knew Sean Astin as the Pizza King.
the Wolfpack Pizza King.
Wolfed down a slice.
Well, he wasn't as bulked up back then. He was a wee little lad.
Yeah, a lithe little pizza.
He was skin and bones back then. Now he's yoked out of his mind. Looks like Braun Strowman.
I like that we're just saying he's yoked.
He is. Yeah, he is. It's fucking crazy.
Giga Chad.
It is. It would be a great world if he was yoked.
He is. What are you looking at?
Oh, shit. Actually, you know what? Not to be outdone, but this is a reminder.
Okay.
I was like, you know what? I don't need to save these. Let's play another one.
It's Lou Ferrigno, Germanum.
We have a picture with Lou Ferrigno. Lou Ferrigno, the Green Power Ranger, and Jason David Frank. And who was the other guy? Was it the guy from Boondock Saints?
Yes, yeah, it was the guy from Boondock Saints. This one's from Goldbricker. Well, not like the video was on behalf of Goldbricker.
Hey, this message is for Jim and them.
You didn't lead with
I'm
this.
I'm talking about Jim, Mike, and Jeff. Hey, boys, it's me, Clownvis. And I've been sent here by your loyal friend Goldbricker to wish you.
I'm so happy, Clownvis.
Isn't it great that Clownvis?
Not as yoked as Mike.
Hell yeah, GK. Thank you, man.
Clownvis.
18 years ago, where'd you think you'd be?
A burgeoning fan here. Great show, lads.
Thank you, Major Tom reports.
Is Major Tom only here for the Clownvis material?
Yeah, you made it just in time for Clownvis. I'm glad you're a burgeoning fan.
Yeah, don't be like everyone else and leave after Clownvis. Yeah. The screen.
Stick around for the non-Clownvis material, please.
It's so funny because someone recently did post on a comment on one of our Juggalo commentaries that's like, what's this dude's problem with Clownvis? He's awesome. and he had a timestamp. And yeah, I went to it and it was Mike being like, what the fuck is Clownvis? Bobby Lasers, $50 Canadian. Thank you, man.
Ooh. That's like nine American.
I love we always do that.
Yeah. The disparity between the two numbers gets bigger and bigger every time.
I don't know why Cheyenne's didn't play, but it's Cheyenne. Pregnancy's a bitch. I need sleep, but I love you. See you tomorrow, 222. Forever. Thank you, Cheyenne.
Thank you, Cheyenne. Thank you for sticking around for Clownvis. Let's watch the Clownvis play out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're in the midst of watching Clownvis. I forgot. Well, actually, no, we should set up Clownvis in case people don't know.
Wait, yeah.
Do you think in a world someone doesn't know?
The 1% that doesn't know who Clownvis Presley is.
What's this guy's thing?
What's that C on his sunglasses stand for?
And actually, didn't we watch? We watched. It was like the Nedden game that they did from like the ICP.
That was the first streamathon.
Patreon, the first streamathon, and Clownvis was there or one of the hosts or something like that.
Oh yeah, I think he was the host. Yeah.
But here we go.
I'm talking about Jim, Mike, and Jeff. Hey boys, it's me, Clownvis. And I've been sent here by your loyal friend Goldbricker to wish you all the luck in the world on your 30-hour non-stop streamathon. The fact that you boys have been doing this podcast for 18 years can mean only one thing. You guys are old as hell. You were way ahead of the curve on podcasting. Okay, I guess that's two things.
Clownvis and Sean Astin would reach the same logical conclusion?
Yeah.
Both Sean Astin and Clownvis Presley, both on the exact same page.
They're both giving us our flowers on being on podcasting early.
Yeah, but they're also both thinking, like, how they've done it so long, and I've never heard of them.
Yeah, but I think that doesn't matter as much anymore because of how popular YouTubers have been, how no one knows who any YouTuber is.
That's true.
One knows who any Twitch person is, even if they're the biggest person on the planet.
Stop Streamathon. The fact that you boys have been doing this podcast for 18 years can mean only one thing. You guys are old as hell. And you were way ahead of the curve on podcasting. Okay, I guess that's two things. But in this 30-hour stretch, I'm sure
you have any clown bagpipe music?
Discover more about yourself than you ever knew was possible. Things like, wow, our fans care enough to send us a video telegram from me, Clownvis. And that's something that can carry you through at least the next 2 or 3 minutes of this 30-hour streamathon.
Thank you, Clownvis.
So Jim and them, keep it up. Hang in there. Do your best and keep bringing joy to the people. From Goldbricker.
I feel like we're in Pee Wee's Playhouse. We're like looking through a portal. And it's like, hey, who's calling us? It's Clownvis. Thanks, Clownvis.
Clownvis rocked it, though. He did. He did pretty great.
He sold, and you know what? He did provide us some minutes.
Yes.
And 11 hours from now, I want someone to remind me about Clownvis.
Yeah.
I don't want Clownvis to get
Clownvis is lost not going to get in lost the, in
yeah,
the shuffle.
He can't get lost in the early game shuffle.
I think it's a smart move to wear dark sunglasses, too, so like no matter how much clowning he does at night, and there he still looks fresh.
Oh, yeah, fresh-ass clowning.
If you're going to eat chips, can you point the mic away?
Oh, my bad.
I'm sorry, it really annoys me. And then someone in the chat's like, what kind of chips are you eating?
I can't believe they'd ignore Clownvis and ask about Jeff's chips.
Yeah. You're asking about chips when Clownvis is here?
From me, Clownvis. And that's something that can carry you through at least the next 2 or 3 minutes of this 30-hour streamathon. So Jim and them, keep it up.
Lost power. Hanging on until my freaking phone dies. Hating life.
Oh, Elizabeth, I don't know. Go fucking turn your power on.
Yeah, I believe in you, Elizabeth. Me and Clownvis.
I love the library.
Yes! Great point. Although maybe the power's out. Is it the whole grid?
Go to McDonald's and use the Wi-Fi from your car in the parking lot.
But no, we appreciate it. Thank you for hanging out, and thank you for the super chat.
Up, hang in there, do your best, and keep bringing joy to the people. From Goldbricker and from me, Clownvis. Congratulations on the streamathon, and here's to many more.
Clownvis got a nice pair of chompers, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, Clownvis rocked it, dude.
Yeah. Good evening, cowards.
A round of applause for Clownvis. There it is. There's the one I was looking for.
What's Clownvis's Nick Goon name?
Clownvis' first telegram name.
Clownvis, more like Elvis.
Yes, thank you, Goldbricker. Thank you for sending over the Clownvis telegram. You love to see it. You literally love to see it.
Yeah.
Up there, it's their time. But tonight, with the Jim and them streamathon, it's our time. It's the filth pig's time in here.
Absolutely, Chat Martin. 1999. He loves to throw those out there. Much appreciated.
Hell yeah.
Let me see. Besides Clownvis, fuck. What else were we gonna do?
Shit, yeah.
I have no idea.
How do we follow this?
You have like three pages that say Clownvis.
Yeah, it's like
flipping through.
I thought that was gonna last longer.
What's Clownvis been up to? Let's see. Singing Elvis.
Okay, he's dressed like a clown. All right. So
he's dressed like a clown with a big Elvis wig.
Okay.
Can I get a chip crunch right into the mic?
No, you can't, Pink Lemon Egg. Thank you for the super chat, though. Go ahead, give it to him, Jeff.
Do it, Jeff.
Ugh. These Utz chips are pretty good.
Oh, no, Utz are good.
I totally thought the snacks were for later.
Jeff's got four bags open right now.
I'm hungry.
Jeff has literally, I can see four, oh wait, no, three open bags.
I'm charging up.
He's charging up.
He's charging up. He's already empty.
He's chomping.
He's shitting his pants.
We got a long way to go, Jeff. We'd be charging up already.
I can't eat my Utz.
No, you can eat your Utz. What the fuck? Actually, you know what?
Did Clownvis crash the stream?
Yeah, he did.
No. Clownvis is like the new Kardashian. He broke the internet.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Clown just broke the internet?
Well, you obviously don't know about Clown Dashian.
I like that Clownvis has two sets of eyebrows.
Clown Dashian is like, it's got like other clowns coming out of their ass.
Clown Dashian. Yeah. No, that doesn't work. I was going to say something, but it doesn't work. Never mind.
Just say it. Say the N-word.
I'm not going to say it. I'll think about it. I'll let it simmer.
It's a long streamathon. We'll see. Yeah.
Time to look at Cora's Twitter.
Oh, true moment.
Yeah, it feels like we haven't looked at Cora's Twitter in forever.
Yeah, it's been at least what, a second, like a single second.
No, we didn't really look at it last week.
Good.
Let me see. Oh yeah, so we got. Has anyone noticed any strange behavior from X today? Did anyone else drop 500 followers this weekend? Wondering if it's just a system cleanup of old bots, or if they have the intentional follower thinning bot cannons pointed at my page again. You never know around here. Thoughts?
That's what PG is supposed to be? That was the part of this tweet I couldn't figure out what the PG meant.
Yeah, I can only guess that's what he means. He means page, but it is hilarious to think that he thinks that. I mean, again, everything's a conspiracy. It's either Jim and them funded by dark money, and then I guess it's Elon's ex targeting the Corey page and dropping followers.
Yeah, use the intentional follower thinning bot cannon. Point him at his PG again.
Well, I don't know why he didn't understand. He didn't get it when he looked at his petition he retweeted that had only our signatures. Like that should have been the big giveaway that no one actually follows or reads his tweets except us.
Us
and the haters.
Us and the bots.
Yeah, well, the follower thinking bots. But that the real good one this week was because it was Mother's Day last weekend, And so, you know, Corey, of course, just gave everyone, just wished everyone a nice happy Mother's Day, right?
Sounds a bit like him.
That's Uh-oh. Typically just spreading tidings and good joy of Mother's Day.
A positive message, no underlying contempt.
No, he loves his mother.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no ulterior motives, no making it about yourself or anything like that, right? To all good, hardworking, giving, loving, caring, selfless mothers out there, God bless you and have a very happy Mother's Day. For the rest of y'all, and you know who you are, shame on you missing out on the beauty you brought forth. It's never too late to start over until it is.
Oh shit. Oh my God, twist.
Hashtag happy Mother's Day.
Sam, he really went at Cardi B hard.
Wow.
Take that, Cardi B.
I was sitting there thinking, like, man, it's never too late to start over. But then, bam, I realized that apparently it is.
I didn't even realize. I didn't read the part earlier where he says, shame on you for missing out on the beauty you brought forth. Because he means himself. He's the beauty that his mother brought into the world, and she didn't appreciate it. She missed out on it.
Maybe he's talking about his sister. Yeah, maybe he's talking about his brother.
His brother.
Yeah.
Which, oh, fuck, yeah, no. I mixed it up because I've actually watched 2 episodes of Marriage Boot Camp and edited them down to, like, just the Corey parts. It's him and his brother and Courtney.
Oh.
And his brother's a weirdo, too, kind of.
What?
Why?
No. It's time to look at Corey's brother's Twitter.
Well, it's great, too, because then Roger here is like, amazing post, bro. Thanks for posting this. This is my second Mother's Day without mom. Happy Mother's Day to all the amazing moms out there and to the ones who can't be with us today.
Wait. Does he say, well, at least you had a mother. I never had one at all. You got 2 good years.
Did you read ahead, Mike? I think you might have read ahead.
I think I know Corey Feldman.
To the ones who care with us today, much love to you and my Feld fam, bro. My condolences again, brother. But at least you had one you miss.
Mine's still alive.
Be grateful just for that. I doubt I'll notice when my mother passes, as we do not speak, nor have we spoken in over a decade.
Jesus Christ, bro.
Wait.
Prayer hands, a gift emoji.
I could have sworn
the debt's back.
When we went to the Fan Fest nights, we listened to a podcast that your girlfriend found that was like no older than maybe 4 years at the very most.
It was kind of old. It was like, it might have been like 10 years.
Really?
It might have been.
I thought it was from like 2017 or something.
Or maybe, I mean, 2017, that's still 8 years ago.
Because he claimed that he has dinner with her like all the time on every holiday, that they're all there.
I don't remember.
It's awkward, but like they do it for all the holidays and birthdays and shit.
I don't remember that. I thought he said he doesn't talk to her.
No, I could have sworn that he's like, yeah, I don't like her, but like she's at all the meals, like all the holiday meals, and it's awkward. And
I'm not sure. I don't remember. Although it was like a while ago. But yeah, amazing post. Oh, you already read that one. Yeah, Ledette came through. Ledette's one of the weirdos that like
she's the one that tried
to
put a curse on me.
Yeah. She's like a lower end HDM, right?
Yes. She's dollar store HDM. Yeah.
That is a crying shame that your mother has not spoken to you in so long. She just has no idea what a wonderful man you are and have become. She ought to be ashamed of herself. Oh, it's not her. It's my choice. I gave her many chances, but every test she failed until the final straw. We haven't spoken since. I can only forgive so many times until it's toxic to allow yourself to keep going back for more. So eventually we love ourselves enough to... I hate how he gets all fucking, like, trying to get poetic or deep or some shit.
With number 2s and number 4s everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, I guess it's not all caps. I guess none of these are all caps, huh?
Well, I guess I gotta go baby feed my 24-year-old girlfriend cocaine.
Yeah, well, I guess I gotta go get legislation passed to make kids still... make you have control over kids till they're 25. So eventually, we love ourselves enough to let go of the idea that they'll change. A mentally ill person can't change, or they would no longer be mentally ill. Oh!
I am gasping about something different. Look what's the word after longer at the very end, Jim? Or they would no longer what? What's happening?
Uh-huh. I was being a living statue.
Oh, okay. It worked.
That was me being a living statue for a minute.
I thought the stream broke, even though I'm here in the studio.
He did BE. He didn't do just the capital B.
He wrote the word B. That's unheard of.
That is unheard of. That's how you know. Well, I was going to say you almost caught him serious, but he's still using number twos and number ones and forgive number four. So he's not fully all the way there, but he's almost there.
He's halfway there.
You being a living statue, Mike? Wonderful post, and sorry about you and your mom. I lost my mom almost 33 years ago. I still miss her. My kids have distanced themselves from me. Mother's Day is not the same, but I have one good grown kid and wonderful husband. Thank you very much. Be grateful you had loving mother to miss. Kids will come around. They always do. This fucking weirdo, dude.
His mom's still around, and he's the kid that hasn't come around.
He's saying he's cut her off completely.
It's so amazing because he does a job of making it about himself, and then, I mean, these people are almost trying to make it about themselves, but they're also, I guess, just trying to relate. Like,
but that's
okay.
The point. He says Happy Mother's Day, and they say something about their lives.
Yes.
There's a difference between responding to someone's initial tweet and saying, here's my like angle to what you said.
And then him replying to them. Anytime someone's like, you know, well, I'm sorry my mom died. Yeah, so? He loved her.
At least you had one. At least you had two good years.
At least you miss her.
Oh, well, my mom's dead. Mine's alive, and I don't talk to her.
There's nothing more, not a better way to show sympathy than that. To be like, oh, your mom's dead? Well, I just hate my mom, that's all.
I hate my living mom.
Oh, yeah. Someone said, you're a good son. Never heard that from my mother. Never once.
I don't believe that.
Never once. Never ever heard it.
Facts. Not even as a goof?
not even as a joke.
Corey.
Not even sarcastically? Yeah.
Not even as a goof, Corey?
Like a bit?
Isn't your mom known to goof?
I think she might be, Corey. Be honest.
I wonder if we could get her on the show. What the hell's his mom's name?
Spory.
Spory, I think, Jim.
Oh, Spory Feldman?
Yeah.
Sheila, you were close. Sheila. She was a Playboy Club waitress.
Ooh. Wah, 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 wah.
They always mixed her up with that other Playboy waitress, Spory.
Yeah.
Because their names are so similar.
That's why she named her son, her firstborn son's Corey. She's like, you know what, Spory? You saved my life that day. I'm going to name my firstborn after you.
Everyone always gets us mixed up, Spory. I want to name my kid after you. I love you, Spory.
Let's see.
I'm proud of you. You're a good friend, Spory.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a big fan of you, Spory.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm Spory. Your best friend is Spory.
This is Spory.
Yeah, it's Indian. She's Indian.
Spory's an Indian man.
Yeah. Same mustache. Who gives a shit?
Whoa.
Am I right, fellas?
740. 740!
4D? I saw Final Destination in 4D.
Yeah.
Man, it is way too early for us to be doing this shit, by the way.
Yeah, because it's the regular
all
show.
All this shit that we're doing, it's way too early to be doing this silly, goofy-ass shit.
I love it, though.
But I guess we're just in a vibe.
Yeah.
We're stuck in a vibe zone, and we can't get out of
Help!
It. Help! Help us! We're in the vibe zone!
We're in the vibe zone, please! Somebody, send help!
It's like those plates of glass in Superman 2.
Yeah, or...
Yeah, the Phantom Zone.
The mirror dimension in Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways.
Well, speaking of the mirror dimension in Doctor Strange, how long is the streamathon going to be on, Jim?
Oh, we're 2.5 hours in.
Holy shit.
That's it.
Holy shit.
I thought we weren't talking about that, by the way.
No, we're not talking about how much is left.
We can't talk about that until we're at least past the show.
I love finding out how long we've been.
I love this guy commenting that's like, any thoughts on the passing of Sabu? For people that don't know, Sabu the wrestler passed away.
That's got to be a goon.
It's got to be, right?
I do like
the idea better if it is just a genuine person that's just asking every celebrity he sees on Twitter what they thought about Sabu.
Corey, have you heard about Sabu?
And actually, is the rumor true that he did Kratom and died?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the other thing. Like, I feel like people are blaming the most recent mistake and probably a long life full of mistakes.
But I thought Sabu was straight edge.
Sabu?
I'm pretty sure Sabu's straight edge, Mike.
I think you're mixing Sabu up with, I was trying to think of another drug-addled wrestler, but they are that's all of them.
There's a lot of, like, misconceptions about Sabu's kratom death.
What is kratom, by the way? I still don't even know. It's fake weed.
Well,
right?
the big misconception is it's kratom.
Kratom.
No,
yeah.
No, it's like the the shit you can get at a smoke shop.
Is it fake weed?
No, it's like a fake opiate, basically.
What do you do?
How do you make tea out of it?
Do you boof it?
You put it on a chair and fall onto it off the ropes.
Mom, I'll be down in a second. I'm butt-chugging kratom.
It's like a powder usually, so it's like usually either a pill or you make tea and drink it.
You can just take a glass of water and some kratom. That seems it's too simple.
So is it an opiate?
It's not really.
It's like a fake opiate?
It's like a fake opiate. It's like what you would do. You shouldn't start doing it if you're not already on opiates, but it would be like a replacement for opiates.
What?
Oh, I thought we were both noticing the same thing.
Oh, I did notice it. I didn't know if you noticed it. But
then we both made eye contact.
No, because I got to go inside. I got one of those disco ball things for downstairs later. But yeah, it's plugged in. It just turned on with the timer.
It goes off anytime someone says Sabu.
Yeah, anytime people say kratom.
Anytime it says Sabu, one of us has to try to hit a moonsault off a chair.
I have a dumb question. What is the difference between a fake opiate and an opiate?
That's a good question.
Because I'm sure there is a difference, but what is it? Just that one's man made?
One is just. I think theoretically you couldn't overdose on kratom, but maybe your heart explode because you did a bunch of kratom and moonsaulted into shit. Because he did wrestling match 3 days before.
He was doing shows right up to the end. I don't think he thought the end was coming.
They promote it as treatment to ease withdrawals of opiates.
Yeah, but everyone that loves drugs loves to talk about I'm only doing coke because it's for my anxiety.
So it's a tropical tree from Southeast Asia belonging to the coffee family.
It's like Sigma shit sometimes. They try to get it in there just do some kratom, microdose.
Didn't you have kratom on the show one time?
Yeah.
I forget. Yeah, all right.
I've done kratom before.
Yeah. The leaves of kratom.
Jeff's dabbled.
they have various alkaloids, including mitogenine and something or other.
I've heard of those. Anyone who says I haven't's a liar.
Okay, which are responsible for psychoactive effects. Opiates are drugs derived from the opium poppy, including heroin, morphine, and codeine. They're classified as narcotics.
Okay, so being an opiate is more specific than I realized.
But yeah,
as a non-drugs person, I literally just don't know. I just assumed an opiate was a classification of drug, not a type of thing made from a specific plant.
Who's Dutch Mantel? Does that name ring a bell to anyone? Oh, that's that wrestling guy. Wasn't he with this guy, Mike?
He was with Jack Swagger.
What
was he called himself? He called himself what did he call himself?
Because apparently Dutch talked about kratom and said that it's worse than heroin. And Rob Van Dam's like, Dutch, you know nothing about kratom. It helps so many people, as my regular listeners know. I'm an advocate. I wonder if it's one of those, because don't they sponsor? Doesn't Kratom sponsor podcasts? Probably Rogan.
Oh, Yo
and
Kratom.
All those. Oh, Yo Kratom. Yeah, Legion of Skanks. Duh.
You can get a kilo of kratom for $60.
Yeah, I was like, why do I know that?
Watching the Oilers versus the Sabres in the Yo Kratom stadium in fucking wherever.
As my regular listeners know, I'm an advocate. It says in there, Sabu got some...
Zeb Coulter, I think, was his WWE name.
He got some kratom so he could make it through the match. The way Joey puts it, he said he was on another fucking planet. I don't like that he put that. I really doubt that's true. But I've had many people say that about me, in fact. I'm going to administer some kratom. Ric Flair has his own kratom? You didn't know? Oh, this must be like a fucking transcript from his podcast, because it's like someone's talking to him.
But again, and I'd say this about anyone that overdosed on anything, it's almost never about the time it happened. It's about all the times that led up to it. And the time it happened is the weird fluke that just happened to kill the person. But it's not like he's Sabu's known for his clean living and good decisions, and then he he made one mistake and ended it all.
Yeah, I mean, Sabu rocked, though, for people that don't know.
Oh, I love Sabu.
Yeah, R.I.P.
He had great matches. He had great botches, too. He's amazing botches.
So many good botches.
But it's also because he was always putting himself out there.
Yeah, you don't get buried in chairs by not botching.
Yeah, nobody's landed on their head more times. Chris Benoit broke his neck like twice.
Nobody's jumped off more things that could easily move than Sabu.
Well, but, it's great. You look at his getup, and you wouldn't expect his thing is just sort of hucking himself at you.
Yes.
He looks like he's like a Siberian prince, and then he does no wrestling moves.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the reason why we got to this is because someone, Charlie Carter, thought it was a great idea to ask Corey's thoughts on him, on the passing of Sabu. And Corey, what's that?
Not who's that, but what's that?
And it, hashtag Saturday influenced so many just like yourself. Is this like, what is this? Is this just a retarded
Sabu
person?
Saturday.
Is that a thing?
Maybe he died on Saturday.
Was Saturday an ECW thing?
It's Sabu Saturdays.
I feel like we're just giving this person more credit. Maybe they just tried to type Sabu and it got fucking.
That's actually probably what it was.
Yeah,
Super
correct.
Saturday.
And sorry, I'm not aware of this world. I don't watch pro wrestling, but sorry for your loss.
You know what? That's a good.
Yeah, it's especially for Corey.
For
it's an
Corey
amazing
response.
Yeah.
Normally, what he'd say is, "Sorry, but I'm not aware of things like wrestling. I exist in a normal world. But hey, I guess if you're sad, then do you? Like,
hey, where I guess kind of, you do. Who am I?
Make them feel guilty or bad about themselves. Instead, he's like, "Hey, man, I don't know, but I'm sorry.
At least you have a Sabu to miss.
Yeah."
Sabu never moonsaulted on me once. Sabu never botched any of our important spots even a single time.
Why the fuck is this thing? Hold on. Keeps adjusting my audio, which is annoying.
Zoomed it or Sabu?
Especially here on Sabu Saturday.
I saw you standing alone.
Someone's trying to fuck with my audio.
Can't believe anyone would do that to you, Jim. On Sabu Saturday of all days.
Get in your clown boo.
Yeah, was that Sabu, you, Clownvis?
Babe, you barely touched your Sabu Saturday's supper.
I want to watch Clownvis. Go watch Sabu Saturday.
And you'll like it.
Yeah, eat your clown penis. I don't like clown penis. It tastes funny.
That's the problem with clown penis.
Is it tastes funny?
Oh, funny.
Yeah. What do you think? I said cummy?
No, funny. Just like I didn't know like there's a pun in there. I didn't recognize the pun, Jeff.
Oh, and someone made these really these short round Indiana Jones logos. Short round and the fate of the world, the search for the spear of destiny. Short round and the box of sins, the search for Pandora's box.
I like that. I hope this is a real guy because he's like, "Hey, Corey Feldman, would Kihei Kwan do these movies?"
Why is he asking Corey? Yeah,
because you're more likely to get a response from Corey than Key. Those aren't movies. They're computer generated images of a pretend logo of an idea for a movie. I'm sure if there is a script and Spielberg were behind it, he'd consider. Outside of that, I wouldn't bet on it.
I was like, you're an idiot. Anyway, let me answer you.
And then the guy has to be like, I know they're not actual movies. I made them myself. I get a lot of ideas in my head.
I got a lot of ideas
I
in
like
my
this
head.
Guy. I like J.L. Barra.
Yeah, Trevor Brennan's a good guy.
Yeah, what other ideas does he have in his floating around in that noggin?
Yeah.
From the Lake Creek Rascals?
Hey, Zach Baggins, I want to do a paranormal TV series. How do I go about it? Hey,
Zach.
Oh, he's one of,
those guys like Joe Barry.
He's a Joe Barry. Yes. Yeah, he's a Joe Barry.
Yeah, Mike and I know Joe Barry. For people that don't know, Joe Barry's an old co-host on the show. His whole Twitter account was just asking questions to celebrities.
Just tweeting at celebrities and nothing else.
He graduated high school when he was 20.
Uh-oh.
Well, then, yeah, Jeff, do you expect a rascal to graduate any sooner?
go up.
Yeah, you're talking about the Lake Creek Rascal?
Jay Lee born in October 1971. He graduated from high school in 1991. He was called J.L. only by his grandmother.
Wait, does someone else run this account?
Could this be an elaborate bit? Are we just the guys that think am I just the guy that thinks that thing's a bit when it's just a retarded person?
This guy doesn't have enough followers to be a bit.
Yeah. What if he's just workshopping shit?
Then congratulations.
Maybe something at carpe.noctum-publishing.square.site might give us the information we need. 404, sorry. Sorry to get your hopes up, everybody.
Sorry, everybody. No, you're not going to learn anything more about the late Creep Rascal himself, J.L. Barra.
It is funny to tweet at Corey Feldman and Zach Baggins.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got so many ideas in his head.
Hey, Corey, how are things going?
Yeah, card game I designed. You didn't design it. You put it in AI. Well, now I'm being Corey. You didn't design this. This is an AI-generated image of a card game.
What's it say? Paranormal Hunters?
Pendragon Games.
Yeah, Paranormal Hunters. Ooh, card game.
Go down. The rules are there.
Pendragon Games. Oh yeah. What kind of rules we got? We got a bunch of cards.
There's like seven cards.
Kind of like hoops. Some brass knucks or something
with
some it.
Some brass knucks, I guess. For you to fuck fam up.
Basic rules. Shuffle the haunting deck and the equipment deck. Wait, hold on.
Each player chooses. I'm so excited.
I just want to, because it's kind of cut off.
We're playing this tonight.
It's a real streamathon hours right now.
It's a little cut off. I want to make sure the chat can see more of this. So, yeah, you get an investigator deck, you get a haunting deck, and you get an equipment deck.
By the way, I don't want to go too fast. I think it goes from top left to top right, then bottom left to bottom right. I think that's the order that this image is meant to be read.
Wait, hold on. Why did I lose my scene? One sec.
It feels like Karen.
There we go.
We need to hire some paranormal hunters.
Yeah. So the basic rules. We're going to shuffle the haunting deck and the equipment deck. All right, both of them shuffled.
Okay. That's going to be a nightmare to unshuffle later on.
Each player chooses an investigate team out of the 8 cards. Then each player draws a haunting card to reveal their investigation.
Okay.
Then one at a time, each player draws one equipment card to see if it matches the equipment that's required for their investigation.
Well, I thought the haunting deck and the equipment deck got shuffled together.
No, side by side.
Okay. And then now that I'm realizing, though, he didn't even write these rules. This is all AI. AI is like a gift. It's a gift for retarded people.
Okay. I was just saying it's a curse.
No.
It's a gift for them, but it's a curse for us.
It's a curse. It's a curse for all us real kids.
Like most gifts for one person, it's a curse for someone else.
I think it's a dream of anyone to make a tabletop game with their girlfriend.
When a player earns the points on a card, they then receive a ring on their of their color.
Oh, so you put the ring on. So they are like Nux, Jim.
Yeah, the rings are used when the player needs... it's funny to be in a paranormal hunter, but like... gathering the rings. If all players end up not being able to collect the equipment they need, then they discard their equipment. If you get 500 points, you win the game.
Okay.
What are the rings? How many points are the rings?
Probably 100 each because it's 500 to win.
Yes. Special thanks to Aaron Spears.
You know what? Yeah, that question didn't deserve a real answer. Yeah. I should have given you a joke answer. I'm sorry.
Also, look for the expansion pack called Expansion Pack 2.
Good name.
Oh, no. Expansion Pack and Expansion Pack 2. Both with 6 more teams and 12 more hauntings. Shit. Someone make a Zach Baggins account real quick and reply to this guy and be like,
great idea.
This game looks amazing. I want to play.
And
right now.
Say it looks amazing. Send me your bank.
Yeah, fake Zach.
Yeah, send me your banking information so I can deposit $1 million.
Verified account.
Let's see. Who else is this guy tweeting at? Yeah, that's not bad. Same as his dog.
Yeah, him and his dog. He looks like a magician.
Who's out by the mailbox?
Yeah, who's casting? Oh, okay, he's tweeting. I thought it was just a normal tweet at first, but now he's tweeting at a casting director.
But someone that loves Vegas.
Oh, lover of all things
Does
Vegas.
Robin Cast love us?
Of course.
Let's retweet this and say, huh, what about it? What about it, Toots?
It's if I went on Big Brother, would I be able to bring my emotional support dog? Maybe.
Yeah. Can we bring George Harrison with us?
All right, one other Zach Baggins tweet from J.L. Barra. I'm sending you this because I live in a studio apartment complex that used to be an assisted living facility in Lawrence, South Carolina. I was hoping we can get an investigation done here. I don't own the property. I merely rent one of the studio apartments. The property is owned by Lawrence Station LLC. I think they're located in Greenville, South Carolina. You'll have to contact them to get permission.
This is like if the Immortal Knight at the end of Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade had a Twitter account.
You tweeted poorly. Start melting.
One more. I just thought of something funny for America's Got Talent. Someone's talent is being a judge, and they trade places with one of the judges, so the judge has to perform. Ooh. I think that's a great bit.
One like.
Yeah.
Who was it? Simon Cowell?
Make that two. and then another thing real quick.
Wait. So what people don't realize is that this is so much better than you think it is as it unfolds.
Yes.
This is my favorite AI image Corey's ever responded to.
Happy Friday, hashtag everybody. I'm excited to announce my first of two appearances over the summer. Since I'm not touring, I'll be out and about more than usual. So expect many of these. But we got two coming up. First is May 30th. See you soon, Smoky Mountain Terror 2025. And then, yeah, Vash. Oh, yeah, we've seen Vash a bunch of times. He always submits AI
images.
He's
in the Discord, actually.
Oh, yeah, Vash rocks. That's right. No, Vash is in the Discord. He made that awesome Kanye overlay with Corey's performance. He made the incredible Feld Dog, which is awesome. It's just Feldman as the Hulk.
The incredible Feld Dog. Nice one. He's like, because he's jacked, he likes it.
Nice one. Typically hate these, but I gotta admit, I do like this one.
Never saw that coming. Oh, never so let great. Them know your next move, right?
It's so great that he liked that. Yeah, LOL, that's awesome. I just mostly use AI just for memes, and that's it. I don't treat it as an actual art form. Come on, Vash.
Yeah, Vash, what are you talking about?
Come
talking
on,
about
Vash.
It. Yeah, hang this up in the MoMA.
What do you think Corey likes about
this? Oh,
shit,
I hope we're not outing Vash, though.
I want MoMA Vash.
Yeah, what does he like about this one? I guess, yeah, he's nice and jacked and ripped.
He's vascular.
He's taller than that guy behind
him. Yeah, he's taller than the guy behind him. The guy behind him's kind of like looking at him with a quizzical demeanor.
Bad hairline, but he's up in the front. Good hairline, vascular.
That's the thing about me, Cap. I'm always gay.
I'm always Feld Dog.
He turns into the Hulk and he grows to 5'9". He's humongous.
It's probably too short notice, but if anyone's in the area for Smoky Mountain Terror, it's June 30th or May 30th? He said May 30th, although I guess
you expect
site...
Corey to know anything about anything?
What is that, a movie he's in?
Oh, no, published June 30th, 2024. Hold on. So this website looks like shit.
Yeah.
Help me. This website looks like shit.
Whoa, he's in there with Cooper Andrews, the Asian magician?
I would love if one of the videos at the beginning was Cooper Andrews being like, Jim and them is pop culture. You know this.
Oh, this is just a con website. I thought this was for the Smoky Mountain Terror convention, but no, this is just a general, here are the upcoming conventions for a person. So yeah, let's see. May 30th, Smoky Mountain. God damn it. Go to the goddamn Smoky Mountain Terror website.
Smoky Mountain Terror, is that Will and Dawn?
That's when Dawn wakes up and she's screaming.
Let's see. Yeah, May 30th to June 1st. It's in Kingsport, Tennessee.
Yeah!
At the Meadowview Convention Center. If you're going... although it's short notice, if you're going, you can go and propose to them for Jim and them.
They're sponsored by 95.9 The Hog. 95.9 FM The Hog.
Let me see how much is his
don't crank that
autograph.
Dial. It's The Hog, baby.
Well,
ooh, American Pie,
American Duo.
Wait, who's Nicholas? Are we Tara Reid? And oh, it must be the guy that was in Big League or whatever that movie, Major League, not Major League. What was the one where the kid like broke his arm and then he could pitch really fast?
Oh,
Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year. Yes, because that must be the kid from American Pie.
Because he's the one that's had the least amount of a career. Yeah. I'll look it up.
Ashley Green. Oh, Bill Moseley's gonna be there.
Ooh. I want to pose with him next to the pie I fucked. I'm here for the American Pie photo ops. Every celebrity.
It said Nicholas and Reed, so the last name would be Nicholas.
Tara Reed?
Yep, it's him.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Looking rough.
Looking rough. He's no Cooper Anderson.
He's no Jennifer Coolidge.
He's doing photo ops for $108.
Ooh, Corey?
Corey is. Are they also doing autographs? Oh, let's catch up on the things real quick.
So. Well, you can buy them ahead of time, or the photo ops ahead of time?
Yeah.
Wow.
Feels like we are in a clown's entration camp with Clownvis. Decide what kind of battle vests you guys want me to make you. F at CK Corey Feldman. Wolfpack.
Obama!
Screw the clown. How those chips, Jeff?
A clown ventration camp? That's pretty cool.
Obama!
Rest in power, fellow Michigander Sabu. I use Kratom for pain management when I don't have my perks. I take caps.
Obama! Ooh.
Any thoughts on the passing of Duke the Dumpster Dreese's self-respect?
Thank you, Dash Rendar. Thank you, Sleepy Snorlax. Ooh, thank you, Joker. And thank you, Waldo Bagel Topper.
Dude, if he made me a battle vest, I'd fucking wear the shit out of that. That'd be dope.
Wait, if who made you a battle vest?
He said, that's what he said. If you guys,
oh, that's
he said,
right,
what kind of
yeah.
battle vest do you guys want me to make?
What do you mean, what kind?
Like, yeah, that's yeah. what. Well, battle vest is like, it, like, typically it means it's covered in patches and has a big
right,
old thing on the
I
back.
Mean, I only know one kind. Gay kind.
dunk on it. You want one, don't you? Don't you, Jeff?
I'm dunking on merch we haven't even got yet.
I want a battle vest. I want a Jurassic Park battle vest.
I want a night out with the Hardys.
Ooh, Skeet Ulrich's going to be there nice. And Jamie Kennedy.
Jamie Kennedy looking like shit. Oh, Dermot Mulroney, one of the best names.
Oh, Jamison Newlander is also going to be there.
Oh, shit.
And the Twilight Saga reunion. I don't see, maybe they're not, maybe they're just doing photo ops at this one, because I don't see really like an autograph option.
Hmm. Oh, shit. Mayor Glenn Jacobs.
Eli Roth. Man, Smoky Mountain Terror is going to be good this year.
Is that the Ancient Aliens guy?
Oh, Deadwood
from the meme.
What is this supposed to be from? Oh, just the lineup. Anyways, yeah, Corey's gonna be there. I know he's gonna be in Oregon in September as well, because there could be people there that we know.
Who?
You'll see.
I don't know anyone in Oregon.
You'll see.
I don't know a single person.
Anyways, and before we move on. I was skimming through the...
You mean die? Like, move on from life?
Yeah, shuffle this mortal yeah, coil.
Before I'll move on.
I was skimming through the scrapbook that we were watching last week.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Let me pull it up here. And there was another kind of laid-back cool performance on a cool show.
Oh. What? Wait, what was the other? What was the first one? Is that just the Kid Choice Awards? Is that what you're referring to as the first
well,
one?
Well, we watched the Kid Choice Awards, but remember after that, it was just terrible, like filming yeah. on a camcorder in a club or whatever. Yeah. Like, there's like no point.
Is that what you mean by laid back, shitty?
Yeah, something that at least is like more of like a studio thing.
Okay.
Which is, yeah, there's a lot of these. There's a lot of these where it's just like just garbled nonsense, which I guess if you were a fan, you're like, hey, this rocks. Not I, though.
Not you.
Couldn't be me.
Not a connoisseur like you. You're not looking at this and saying it rocks. You're telling it to kick rocks.
Hell yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, here we go. But I don't know what this is. I don't know if this is like a, if this was a known show or if this is like public access or some shit.
Okay.
Like it. Why you?
That's a California thing. A lot of stuff like this is California stuff.
Hi, I'm Sir Osis of Liver, and welcome back to the Electric Circus. It's time for a live performance for you right now.
What do you call it? The what?
He's the cirrhosis of liver, but yeah, what is the something the circus?
Yeah, something circus. Did they bleep it on purpose? It sounded like it was like cut out.
Hi, I'm Sir Osis of Liver, and welcome back to the Electric Circus. It's time for a live performance for you right now. This man is named Corey Feldman, and the track is named Honesty on Electric Circus.
Electric circuit.
Hell yeah.
Electric circuit or electric circus?
I think electric circus.
I think it's circus.
Yeah, electric circus. It says right there.
Yeah, right.
Whoa, what?
Oh,
I forgot about that. Yeah, honesty. Yeah, right. It's like a song about himself, kind of. It's like it's a nice self-owned track.
Well, no, your backing trap broke.
It was
track is named
a Canadian music show.
All
it
right.
went from 88 to 2003, so I think it was probably like a thing for sure.
Okay, all right. We got any? Well, someone gave us Canadian money. Do you know the Electric Circus?
Do you know Cirrhosis of Liver?
Yeah, do you know Cirrhosis of Liver?
It's a good name.
Honesty on Electric Circus.
Honesty. Yeah, right.
No response.
Here we go now.
Now, I like this. I like this look.
I demand you explain yourself.
I like this look because it's like a Color Me Bad, like Dick in a Box SNL sketch look.
He does look like a Dick in a Box guy.
It's very much, and I think they were going for the Color Me Bad at the time. So it's, I mean, he's still doing the Michael Jackson dances, but he's going for something at least.
I mean, he dresses like a homeless person now, and he still does the Michael Jackson dances. So yeah, you know that's a mainstay.
Yeah, his Michael Jackson dance is no costume. It can be in any costume.
Yeah.
I like that he's dressed like he's in like Batman the Animated Series.
Yeah, he is kind of it's that era.
It's Zoot Suit Riot-y.
Oh man, yeah. What if he came out and was doing like Zoot Suit Riot?
Oh. He had the giant pocket chain.
Throw back a thimble of beer. Here we go. Watch out,
this
ghost.
Oh, no. We've never heard this era of him before.
Yeah, no, I don't know this really.
This must be like a secret era of like going from like Kids' Choice Award and considering himself like a heartthrob of types, but not quite finding his voice yet, and just going like, well, what does the label want from me?
Yeah, he is kind of, I guess, going for some sort of maybe like 90s R&B, I guess.
Yeah.
It is like a Boys to Men or fucking...
What was the Marky Mark?
The Funky Bunch?
Well, what was the other thing?
New Kids on the Block.
Oh, yeah, yeah, New Kids on the Block or like Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Obama! Wish I could donate some Addies for y'all as well. Good luck, filth pigs.
Thank you, Cam. I appreciate you wanting to donate some Adderall to us.
Oh,
that's Addies, Mike.
Addies. Oh, damn. He can't? Fuck. I love those. I bet your body. I bet your suit. It really is out of his range.
Dude, he's like, not even... It sounds like he's not even trying to sing, honestly.
It sounds like karaoke. and like, I'm this not even as a burn, just like as like... calling a spade a spade. It sounds like someone doing karaoke that's just not for them.
It sounds like the Donkey Kong rap.
Well, and also I feel like the way we're talking, we're almost like we're trying to defend him in a weird way. We're like,
I'm surprised.
I don't know what he's doing. Like, at least
it's bad usually, in a different way than usual.
Yes, usually he's just singing badly, but like his confidence, it doesn't sell it, but like you think he thinks that he's doing well.
Yeah.
Like here, it doesn't even read like he thinks he's doing well.
No.
He's just like, this is what I got to do.
I'm surprised he put this on the scrapbook because this feels like something that he would be like, oh, that was like my dark days when I was stuck doing like other people's music and it didn't match and it just wasn't for me. Like that's what this feels like.
Yeah. Leave this out of the scrapbook.
Yeah. Don't put this in the scrapbook. Put the Teddy Ruxpin dick commercial at the beginning though.
Good evening, cowards.
This beat actually sounds exactly like the In Living Color intro song.
Yeah, totally.
I like that we're seeing shades of future Corey because he's trying to get someone in the audience to do something and they're not doing it. And you can tell he's getting annoyed, but he's like, he's still young enough to not like openly become like angry about it.
Hold on, not to take it back again. But I do like watch that guy that he is pointing at is doing like a, I mean, it's a super 90s dance. So I mean, I guess it's of the time, but it just looks fucking gay as hell.
Yeah, it looks like a Muppet dancing. And then he's like pointing at him, just confuses the guy. He goes like, what? Like, I'm trying to see this.
Yeah, it's why he's on the left side here when it cuts. Yeah, there he is. There he is. Yeah. Get out of here.
I think Corey's confused because he's in a room full of mirrors. Then he saw that guy and he thought it was another mirror. And he's like, wait a second. When I do this, he's doing something different. What's going on?
It's me if I were black.
I was going to say, I think it even is like, hey, you're the guy I'm copying. Get out of here. Get out of here. I'm copying you.
Crap. Don't let anyone see us together.
Juke my dick. He didn't say that.
What's that mean?
Did he say juke my dick?
Juke my dick.
I know. Commenters are fuming the way I'm pausing it.
Fuck them.
It's a stream-a-thon.
Oh, hell yeah. Let me see. Does he say juke my dick?
I'm Googling the term juke my dick.
Let me see what, where.
I took safe search off and juke my dick is not anywhere.
Let me just pull this up.
Did you put it in quotes?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Smart. Put juke my dick in quotes.
Smart. I forgot
on Google.
That.
Better not juke my dick. I juke my dick till I biff my nuts. You got to juke your dick.
Anything come up?
Only something from redwop.sex.
Oh, redwop.
Redwop.sex.
I think it might be this video from redwop.sex.
Is that like a redheaded Italian?
That's
the redwop?
Yeah, it's like a communist Italian.
It's exactly what you think it is.
It's the redwop with the fattest dick you've ever seen?
It's the other way around. It's a redheaded wop.
Ah, redheaded wop. Yeah, wet-ass pussy, right?
Yeah, begging for a dick to juke.
When Corey turned into one of the Wayne's brothers.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Chad Martin.
I'm taking a juke.
You can juke if you want to.
New jukes on the dick.
And juke my dick. All right, let me listen. Don't let me hear what does he say.
Biff my nards. When you are away from me, you have to laugh, you cannot see.
Tell me what I want to hear. It never is a juke my dick. He definitely says juke my dick.
Yeah. Tell me what I want to hear. It's never what a juke my dick.
I feel like he wanted to
I feel
say.
Like we're playing Mad Gab already.
I feel like we're stuck in Cocoa Buns territory now. Where
I think he says it never was the truth, my dear, but...
Truth, my dear. I'll listen for
never
it.
Never was the truth, my dear.
Yeah, because tell me what I want to hear. Never was the truth, my dear. Right. Would make sense. But it could, right.
could be
never going to juke my dick.
It might be.
Have we considered for a second that perhaps it's never going to juke my dick?
You're never going to juke my dick.
Let's double check.
All right. I keep hearing juke my dick, but I think you guys might be on to something.
I want to give you benefit of the doubt, Jeff.
It could be truth, my dear.
But I hear literally juke my dick. Never going to juke my
dick. It really sounds like
you're right. It's probably that.
You're right. I mean, not to go down this road again of what we're hearing and what he's actually saying. I suppose there's an off chance he's saying truth, my dear.
Play it again.
Yeah, but it sounds like he's saying juke my dick.
Play it one more time.
Yeah, let me try to just
let's get
a
definitive answer. A
few seconds here.
Because I'm sure.
Juke my dick.
Jeff, I'm 99% sure it's never going to juke my dick, friend. Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's hard to say. Yeah, it's one of those things. It's like kiss.
Obama.
Excuse me.
More like Duquesne, my clique.
Oh, hell yeah, Duquesne. You're juking my dick. Go ahead, Jeff. What are you saying?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of just like, excuse me while I kiss this guy. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's never. I'm pretty sure it might be never going to
juke
my
dick.
Especially
with the way he's like, I don't know if this is when he's on 20 balloons era or what, because he's like sleeping through this performance.
You know what's great? We didn't know about 20 balloons era. Now we do. So now
every
time
we
watch something, we're like, could this be 20 balloons era? I'm pretty sure he's deep into 20 balloons era. It's the only thing we think about anymore. We didn't know it existed. Now we're like, it's confirmation
bias.
We're
obsessed with.
He's just doing galaxy gas.
Yeah, 25 balloons of galaxy gas a day. I do love that he's like wearing his dad's sport coat or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I can't tell if that's the style or if it's just how short he is.
Well, I think it's like he came from the Ren Faire, and that's like a cloak. I think he's wearing like a cloak.
Yeah. We want to make a suit small enough for you. You are a small guy.
Oh, mamma mia, we don't make a suit that small.
But we could give you a big coat.
A big giant coat for little tiny man.
People like the big coat on the little man.
Nobody liked it.
They will be juking your dick with this giant coat.
I say, hey, what do you want to juke my dick?
I'm going to go sing my juke my dick song. Do you have any outfits for that?
Oh, Macquarie, I do. I have a perfect outfit for juking my dick.
Is there not a studio version of this track?
Thank you, Guillermo. I appreciate it.
Yeah, search Juke My Dick Studio.
My electric circus performance is going to go down in history. Giuseppe's at home. Why did I give him a suit?
Oh, no, he was bigger than coach.
I gave him a different dimension of suit and he didn't correct me.
He had a ruin the suit.
He didn't. How did he not know it's not his?
They're a crappy juke of my dick and ruin the suit.
A full size is too big.
Oh, Bob's, the studio version's only on the Love Lost CD. Do we have that? Did that come with the box set? Can you tell me? Here, I don't know.
Throw that box set at me.
I do want to take it back because he's about to go off with the jacket. He looks suited.
He looks like a late 80s, early 90s stand-up comedian.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. No, totally.
What's the deal with 20 balloons?
Zook, my dick.
It does feel, if anything, to his credit, it's almost like he's getting more into it as the performance goes.
His voice, I'm not saying it's matching more.
I mean,
more.
His voice is bad. He just feels like he's performing more.
Yes, he's getting more into it. He's, you know what? He's taking the enthusiasm from the crowd and letting it fuel him.
Yeah.
Oh.
He said, fuck it.
He falls and tumbles into the plastic Halloween decorations that are behind him.
He thinks he's walking forward, but he walks into a mirror and then he gets lost. He stops performing because he can't figure out where he is. Just tell me why you're found.
Oh, that's classic instrumental Corey in the background though, too. Like, freak bomb bomb, freak bomb bomb.
He also let the energy take over and did something retarded.
Yeah.
But I think I, that was kind of punk rock.
It was. I mean, he does look really fucked up. I don't want to tell tales out of school here, but he looks pretty fucked up on this performance.
Well, I'm pretty sure that I looked this up earlier. I think this is when he was 20 balloons deep, Jim.
This could be it. You were not there.
Put your collar.
This is what Adrian Sky sees.
Lucky.
POV.
Lucky.
POV Adrian Sky with her legs in the air.
You do the fucking filter where it like adds the legs.
Although this was hunky version though. It's even worse now, I guess.
Hunky Corey.
Hunky Dory.
This is hunky Corey over here. This is hunky Spory.
Whoa.
Fucking Spory callback.
Okay, fuck yeah. Don't let us, much like the Clownvis cameo, don't let us forget about Spore, you guys.
Don't let us forget about Spore.
I love Spore.
Ooh, transition. Different lyrics. He said it again. He said, juke my dick again.
I think it sounded more like juke my dick this time.
This guy won't stop talking about us trying to juke his dick.
It's because he's trying to impress psoriasis of the liver.
Who's on the line?
Who's juking my dick?
Obama. Jim, honestly, that was so fucking funny. Adrian Sky's legs up in there. I just honestly had to call you out and say that's a fucking amazing.
Hey, thank you, man.
You had to call in. The joke was so good.
Call in and tell us when our jokes are great.
Thank you, dude. I appreciate it.
When you're getting fucked. Dude, fucking Jim.
Shit, I can't let this moment pass.
That rocked.
The guy's the Leonardo DiCaprio meme. He's like, yo, gotta call in. He does good. Bye. Hell yeah.
Good call.
All right, here it comes. Juke my dick.
I'm only a man with two pairs of ears and a brain.
I have no choice other than to take what sensory information has been given to me and say that is juke my dick.
Well, two pairs of ears.
Shit. Fuck. Fuck. Shut up.
What was great is he put a little stank on that one, too.
Juke my dick.
And it sold it even more as juke my dick, the way the amount of stank that he put
it's
on
like
it.
It's like a hound's hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Juke my dick. A bunch of letters walk out behind him that say juke. They start kicking around. Juke.
Yeah, the letters juke and then like eight equal sign, equal yeah. sign, equal sign D. And they're all Obama. Dancing around loving it.
I have never heard my name said so many times.
Yeah, this is your episode, Juke Kane.
It's Juke Obama. Kane?
25 Luft balloons.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, E-Rock.
I thought it was Jew Kane.
Well, like it's J-U-K-A-I-N. Jew
Kane. Oh, I thought it was like a hurricane like of Jewish people.
Oh, no.
It's the Undertaker's Jewish brother.
Oh, it's Jew Kane.
That's got to be Jew Kane. That's got to be Jew Kane. It's just Kane, but he's got the little curls. Yeah. Everything else is the same. He's got the hat and
he's
curls.
He's got the goyim curl.
He comes out and attacks the real Kane. That's got to be Jew Kane.
Get him out of here.
I hope everyone else loves the Jew Kane bit as much as we do.
Oh, Jew Kane rules.
Don't let us forget. You know what? Later on. Don't let us forget the Jew Kane bit.
Do not let us forget about Jew Kane, you guys.
Oh, here we go. Let's go. I mean, not to nitpick Corey Feldman because it's not something that we do, mm-hmm. but like. He's out there dancing and shit, but he's dead in the eyes. And I don't feel like he's usually like that. I'm concerned for this young boy right now.
Is he twerking for a second there?
Yeah, he invented twerking. You know that?
One more chance.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to take it back a second. Is that Soros of the liver
yes.
Behind him, like getting in the mirror spot again?
Getting ready for a shot.
Not that this matters to anyone, but I just noticed that he was already like gearing up for the next shot.
I guess that's what happens when your entire studio is nothing but mirrors.
That's so distracting and annoying. If I was Corey, I'd be so pissed. I'd be like, I'm trying to juke my dick out here.
It's great that he's the real cameraman, too.
Yeah, I guess it's just they don't have a host. All right, here it comes. Oh, no, it didn't go to it. Juke my dick.
Up. Yeah.
Oh, all right. I feel like we might say this every single time, but I love this era. He needs to go back to this era.
Yeah.
He needs to bring this era back.
I think he thinks he never left this era.
True. Yeah,
I would argue
true.
That he'd claim he's in like the second coming of this era right now.
There's Heather.
Yeah, there she is. Do you think anyone else, if we went to his show and were yelling out honesty, he'd be like, oh, fuck.
No, he'd get mad at us. He'd push his guitar and player and make him stop so that he could like pick us out and yell at us for asking for a song that he refuses to play.
Tries to dance on one of the girls, but it's the mirror wall.
Yeah, dude, I was gonna say he's like setting it up. He's like fucking loading up the machine gun for juke my dick.
Juke my dick.
Juke my.
He looks at the mirror. The mirror like does something that he's not doing, and then his reflection replaces him. But he's trapped in the mirror, and he's like banging on it like a window.
Good evening, cowards.
Peace, everybody. Juke. Get your dicks juked.
Piss.
Piss. Piss. Piss.
Piss.
Holds up the box set.
What was the next thing? What was the next thing? I forget.
Oh, every rose has its thorn.
Give me some reggae. Hey, everybody. Give me some reggae. When you get
something in your head. I'm glad they're filming this.
Yeah.
When you can't always get whatever you need.
Yeah, I know. Is he doing that? But or is that a rip-off song of his that sounds like that?
I think it's a new original chorus song. It sounds good though.
The camera guy's like, oh shit, he's over there.
There he is.
Oh, in the spotlight.
Coming out of the toy box. Imagine me the guitarist trying to figure out what he's doing.
Juke Bomna. Juke Bomna Dick. Thank you, Juke Kane.
Thank you.
Thank you, Juke Kane.
What's up with the youth?
That's the eternal question. Thank you, Jay-Z. Oh my God, that's the actual Jay-Z, guys.
Whoa, it's Jigga Man himself?
Yeah.
I forgot that he was even on the Krusty the Clown show.
Yeah, it does look like the set.
Yeah. Sideshow Mel plays a slide whistle in the middle of the song. So
oh, how did we not know what it was? Oh my God.
Because it sounded like shit.
It did sound like shit. This is one of our faves.
Speak for yourself.
I'm speaking for all of us.
This is in top 10 for you.
Oh, wait, you know what? No, I'm mixing this up with Gotta Walk Away.
You are.
So I'm completely wrong, actually.
Fool.
I was mixing it up with Gotta
it's
Walk
so
Away.
It's so simple to walk away.
You know what? Yeah, It's So Simple's not a favorite.
I don't think you can hear the band.
It's my top five Corey Slow jams.
You could say that about any performance, by the way, is that he can't hear the band.
Perhaps. I've learned a couple of quick rules.
Yeah, it's got to be. Let's fill out that top five on the slow jams, Jeff. What do we got? It's So Simple.
It's So Simple.
Gotta Walk
gotta
Away.
Gotta Walk Away.
Name a third you song, you guys.
Free. You Are Free.
Yes, You Are Free.
What about Living in a Fishbowl?
That's got to be a chill one.
The song about his wife where he's in the Chinese stuff.
Oh, what is that?
Oh, Deceptive Deborah.
No. Deceptive Deborah is almost a slow jam. But yeah, there was that music video. Damn, we almost had five.
Sad Ascension Millennium.
Yes, yeah, Sad Ascension Millennium. Get it. There was something where, like, they're being, like, chased by girls or something.
I thought you said chased by ghosts.
But I think he was with Haim.
Is it like the Beatles being chased by girls?
Well, it's more like not really being chased, but they were, like, getting in a car.
Oh, like being mobbed on the way out of something.
And I couldn't tell. It's like one of them was like, oh, just go talk to them real quick. We'll film it. And I couldn't tell if Feldman was the one that was like, yeah, let's do that, or if he was like, nah, I don't want to do that.
I love he's been jamming this for seven more minutes.
Forever. Hey, what's this?
It's so...
Gotta Walk Away.
This looks promising.
Is this still part of that same thing?
This is his Titantron intro.
Yes.
Get that homo out of there.
Is this a new look in a new era?
Whoa, what is this?
This rules.
The sneaky geeker.
Bom, womp, womp, womp.
Corey dressed like the fucking grabber from the Black Phone.
Oh, we kind of know this song.
Is Truth Movement?
Yeah,
this is a great look
for sure.
He has this like facial hair.
They look like the guys that work for the Riddler that show up to beat up Batman. We
live in fear. Live in fear.
See, like, this doesn't sound good,
but it sounds like music.
It sounds like a song that he should be singing for.
Well, wait for the chorus, though.
Yeah.
You reach, you
pray to be the real.
Truth Movement at least sounds like music.
It's, yeah, Truth Movement is his best era. He looks like fucking when Pee Wee Herman's a vampire in the Buffy movies.
Yeah, he does.
Or the Buffy movie.
He really does. He's maybe, dying.
Maybe the clip I'm thinking of was before this. Oh, this was it, actually, yeah. Yeah, because they're all like on stage somewhere.
It's gonna be like a mall tour or something.
Haim's there. Because didn't Haim do music as well?
I don't think so. But I don't know shit about anything.
Tony! Tony,
a young Nepo baby bodyguard, a young friend of the show, Chris, is like prying ladies off of the Corys.
And I mean, not to even take it away from Corey, because I know Mike likes to talk about how ugly Corey Feldman is.
Yeah.
But I'm like, nah, he's the boy next door. Boyish.
I've lived next to tons of ugly boys.
What I was going to say, but a plus of like hanging out with a cuter guy that is the same name as you is that when girls are yelling Corey, it's like, hey, they could be talking to me.
They love me.
They could be talking to you.
You
don't know. You don't know who they're talking to.
Did you want to sign this
So the girl's like crying. Was she hugging Feldman?
Well, because she tried to hug Haim and had to hug Corey Feldman, so she started crying.
No. Just tape, talk.
Say hi. I think he's so great. Corey Haim.
Oh, they just said Corey Haim that time, though.
No,
they like
it. We can't. No, lock the door. Let's get it on tape.
Lock your door first.
Just real quick as we're driving away.
Sick.
I'll do it then. I'll do it.
Are we ready?
Yeah, I'll do it. Just they'll scream. It'll be great.
See, even back then, Feldman was he was a glory hog.
Is it Haim that wants to just leave?
Yeah, Haim wants to leave, and Feldman's like, no, we need a video of them screaming at us.
Although I would want the video too. Haim's being a stick in the mud. Although he does say he's sick. Maybe he doesn't feel good. Maybe his tummy hurts.
Maybe he's got a little baby tummy.
He's got a little baby tummy.
He's a little tummy.
He's 20 cc's of guy cum.
Whoa. Crisco.
What?
Was it Crisco? What do they have? What do they have on the set of Lucas?
Yeah, there's Crisco all over their butts.
Oh, yeah.
Want to say anything to him? This is his tape. Talk. Say hi.
I think he's so great. Look how I came. He's gorgeous.
You could. Talk to him. Ask him how they like it.
No, lock the door.
Let's get it on tape.
Lock your door first.
Just real quick as we're driving away.
Sick.
Ask them how they like it.
Are we ready?
Yeah, I'll do it. Just ask, they'll scream. It'll be great. This is good for your business footage, bud.
Okay, ready?
Why do you include this?
Yeah, no, it's what I was thinking. Maybe, but now I guess if it is, it's got to be Haim. That's why they included it. Because it's a nice way to fucking
dunk on him.
Dunk on him once again. Look, he doesn't even want to get out for the footage.
It makes me look bad, but it makes him look worse. Let's include
it. I wanted to get out and hang out.
Hold on. How'd you guys like it?
Why you...
And then it just fades out. Well, actually, then Haim just did it, so it had to fade out.
A girl starts crawling in. They shut the window, chops her head off. They're like,
Anyways, yeah, there's that. That's just a little piece. A little piece of the motherfucking scrapbook. Now, your boy.
Which one?
This boy right here.
Oh, Jim?
Your boy may have gotten the lab himself.
What? Did you get another cameo? Is that the lab you're talking about? Lab?
I got in the studio because you know, we have this whole thing with Corey Feldman where it's like we're trying to get this friendship arc going. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
We're really trying to extend an olive branch.
It's working among the Feld fam, just not with the Feld himself.
So I figured I'd put pen to paper and just put my feelings down as a message, as an olive branch to Corey Feldman. Let me pull it up here.
Sure, it's gonna be real good. I'm really excited.
That
sounds sarcastic. But I'm not.
Stupid motherfucker.
Oh, whoa! What the fuck?
Hey, hold on,
Jim.
Here it comes.
That's why we propose, you stupid motherfucker. Jim and them, Wolfpack, Filth Pigs, let's go. First off, love you, bro. Squash this beef, it's lame. Yeah, we talk shit, but in the end, we playing. You claim she was your angel, but you lost your wife. It's the Jim and them, boys, we Wolfpack for life. Just get us in a church and we'll say I do. It's you plus us three, let's become 2-2. Can even bring Zen because, of course, kids too. No need to ask because you know we'll stand by you. Drop a pin, dude, just tell us where at. It's my dream, my wish, we'll never take it back. Leave your love left, yeah, you know it's never that. Make us queens to the king of comeback. You're a Juliet, we're 3 times Romeo. May saying pause, Cam screaming, Ayo! Call the internet police, Jim and them dropped a video. Kill you with kindness, true death by stereo. Corey Feldman, you know he's the one. Jim and them, we straight cocoa buns. You striked us, but you punks didn't finish. Now you're about to eat the ass of a menace. Feldman, I wife him up! Corey, I don't know about this, will they, won't they with us? I don't even know why I'm on the track. I'm gonna let E-Rock ride on your bitch ass.
Yo, Jim and them are pop culture, bro.
I know that, I know that.
They are the most talented, they show that, they show that. You ain't wifing Adrian, she's a hoe rat, a hoe rat. Proposing at the con, you said go back, go back. I got my throwback, Jim and them, t-shirt on. You know the gray one with Eric Clapton. Another banger out the booth that I've rapped on. And Jim right beside me with the fitted cap on. Heather Don May is a motherfucking hoe. Jake Perry on his knees sucking Feldman so slow. And Adrian's a spooky bitch. We got our arms wide open, man, consider a switch.
Corey Feldman, you know he's the one. Jim and them, we straight cocoa buns. You striked us, but you punks didn't finish. Now you're about to eat the ass of a menace. Feldman, I wife him up.
Corey, it's just destiny at this point. We're on a collision course. Jim and them, Corey Feldman. It's written in the stars. Don't fight your fate. Just marry us. We'll walk down that aisle. It'll be beautiful. 4 men all marrying each other. No one can touch us. We'll live a beautiful life in Hollywood. We'll make sweet love with each other. Let's just squash it, man. Come on. At least be friends with us. We're friends with your friends. What do you say? Check here for yes. Don't even think about checking no. Because if you do, you're fucking dead. There you go. There you
hashtag
go.
Not a threat.
Yeah, no. Hashtag not a threat. It's like, you know, it's called wife them up. You take, you know, what's mostly thought of as a diss track, but you make it a friendship track.
Miss track.
It's all about it's all about love and becoming friends and becoming husbands. Yeah. Starting a family.
4 men walking down the aisle. Untouchable.
Yeah, there you go. I guess that is a part one, ladies and gentlemen.
Hell yeah.
Let me see. Hold on. What did we have here?
Every time you cut to that beach, I think it's fried chicken. Looks like fried chicken.
Oh, on the wallpaper there?
Yeah, making me hungry.
So, yeah, we're taking a short break, but, I mean, the hits don't stop here. We are in the midst of a streamathon. Let me see where we're at when we come back from break. But hang out, because we haven't even scratched the surface yet. What are we? We're only 3.5 hours in.
Nice.
Where the fuck?
Where does the time go?
Where does the time go? Oh, and then, yeah, this we got another track from Foulist. Thank you for the tracks. And, I mean, of course, you've been very generous with the Streamathon donations. If you haven't donated, you can add some more time. Go to jimandthem.com, or if you look in the YouTube description, there is a link. I didn't get a chance to listen to which ones. He sent me two versions of this track. I think he liked the electro rock one. So yeah, we'll be right back.
Spat is a troll without a soul. Don't wanna pay the toll. In life are free unless you like a show with a quality. Spy, spy, whines, bitches, and moans, attacks the goons, on and on he drones. So damn upset about the paywall, thinks legend should work for free. We thought he would jump on a Skype call, just bitches all night in the stream. You think that you are such a big deal, but McDowell is going to teach you for real. Jim and them are the brave and the bold. Don't ask us again, they're worth more than gold. Bing Bing travels the world sharing our knowledge. Only cash he needs is Horace Eisen's college.
Coming round!